One sector of the economy that's expected to increase hiring is retail, in anticipation of the holiday shopping season. That might sound like good news, but for a growing number of current retail workers who are hoping to get more hours of work, holiday hiring is not necessarily a good thing. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the majority of these seasonal jobs will disappear after December, forcing many to scrounge for work all over again.
When you're only working 17 hours a week, you end up with a lot of time on your hands, too much time. Onika O'Keefe says she fills those hours by sleeping, often 12 hours a day.
Yeah, that's typically the case. Like, if there's nothing else to do, I'll, like, sleep, because I'm mostly at home anyway.
O'Keefe, who's 22, is a part-time manager at a hardware store in the Bronx called Harbor Freight Tools. She makes 10 bucks an hour. When the store cut her hours weeks ago, she started making less than her little sister, who's a cashier at Burger King, earning $7.25 an hour. So O'Keefe will be joining the estimated 600,000 retail workers grabbing up holiday jobs this year to supplement their incomes. And if you're shy, like O'Keefe, you have to be extra persistent.
Hi, excuse me.
We're in a Midtown Manhattan Foot Locker where she can't seem to get anyone's attention right away. O'Keefe says she has to find a second job this fall. She and her sister live with their mother, who's on public assistance and doesn't work. O'Keefe says she's in $4,000 of credit card debt.
Hi, excuse me. My name's Olivia O'Keefe. I was looking to see if you guys were hiring.
By the end of the afternoon, O'Keefe will have ducked into Levi's.
Are you guys hiring?
And Billabong.
I was hoping to drop off a resume.
And Sephora, Lush, Mango, Aldo, and Fossil. Some of the biggest stores in the country have announced they're hiring more holiday workers this year than last. Stores like Macy's, Toys R Us, and Walmart. But these jobs will be fleeting, and that's the catch for year-round retail workers who can never find enough work. Carrie Gleason heads Retail Action Project, a worker advocacy group.
And so they can go from a 35-hour work week in December to a 5-hour work week in January, and then see the company lay them off and then hire a whole new workforce in February for Valentine's Day.
U.S. Census data show the percentage of part-time retail workers who want to be full-time has doubled since 2006. And the hours aren't only scarce, they're unpredictable. Susan Lambert studies low-wage labor at the University of Chicago.
You might get 15 hours, but you don't know what days they're going to be. And so that might require you, for example, if you're a parent, to have to arrange childcare for 5 days a week, even though really you only end up working 3 days a week.
But retailers say it's not their fault if hiring is unpredictable, because the economy is unpredictable. And the holiday season means taking on even more risk than usual. Ellen Davis is from the National Retail Federation.
Everything about the holiday season for retailers is a guessing game. How many people should I hire? What should my marketing and promotions be like? How much merchandise should I bring into my stores? And which stores should get more merchandise than others?
Davis says retailers start making their seasonal hiring decisions in August or September. If they hire too few people, customers get annoyed. If they hire too many, they're saddled with high labor costs they can't justify with sales. And the people caught in the middle are workers like O'Keefe, who just need more hours.
It sucks that, you know, those are the jobs that are being offered. Like, I'm only good enough for 3 months, and then, like, that's it. I'm out with nothing.
O'Keefe dropped out of college because she needed a job to pay for 2 more years. She says she now has $10,000 of student loans for the years she's already finished. At this point, she has no idea if she'll ever get to go back. Elsa Chang, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.